Thank you for calling Pfizer First Connect. This call may be monitored for quality assurance.
Thanks for calling Pfizer First Connect. My name is Jose. How can I help you today?
Hi, Jose. I just wanted to ask you a quick question. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and she was at a medical facility with her mother, and they were requiring her to take the vaccine, or asking her, if she didn't have the vaccine, to leave the facility. I wanted to find out from you, she's looking into this, and she asked me to check for her. I want to find out, is your vaccine actually approved by the FDA for use?
And that's a good question, sir. Okay.
Okay.
And I'll be glad to assist you regarding to your inquiry. But before we proceed, can you verify? Can you provide me your first and last name, please?
David Charles.
David Charles. Okay. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. All right. Well, I'll let you proceed with my question. You can pull up your notes.
Yeah, actually, I'm double checking it right now for you so that I can provide you the most accurate. Okay? Because there's a certain date for that. So that's...
Yes.
Okay. Regarding to your inquiry, yes, on August 23rd, 2021 community COVID-19 vaccine mRNA received FDA approvals for individuals 16 years and up.
Now, when was that again? August what?
August 23rd.
23rd.
Of 2021.
21, okay.
It was FDA approved.
So the Pfizer vaccine received FDA approval on August 23rd of this year. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
The actual Pfizer vaccine received FDA approval. The Pfizer-BioNTech received that. Is that what you're saying?
That's the Comirnaty.
So now it's Comirnaty. So which one received the approval, the Pfizer or the Comirnaty? That's what I'm trying to find.
The Comirnaty.
The Comirnaty. And it's so is it currently available in the United States?
You can reach out to your local and health
care. I'm calling Pfizer. You should know.
Health department.
Jose, you should know if it's available in the United States. Is the Comirnaty vaccine FDA approved, or did they approve the application? Which was it, the vaccine or the application that was approved?
Sir David. Yes, on August 23rd, 2021, Comirnaty, our COVID-19 vaccine mRNA, received FDA approval for individuals 16 years and up.
16 and up. And is it, you don't know if it's currently available in the United States?
Regarding to that, sir, is you have to reach out to your local...
Well, I know that you can't get it here. That's why I'm asking you, do you know somewhere in the United States? Because I don't know anywhere I can find it. They don't even talk about that vaccine in the United States. So what my point is, Jose, they're requiring people to take these vaccines as an admission right into certain buildings. And there is no approved, according to what you're saying, there is no currently approved Pfizer vaccine. You're saying the Comirnaty one is approved, but I'm asking you, where can it be taken by American citizens to fulfill the needs of all these medical centers that are requiring vaccinations? Do you understand my question, Jose?
Yes, sir.
So that's what I want to find out. If you can find for me where that vaccine is available in the United States, I'd appreciate that.
Unfortunately, sir, Pfizer doesn't have that information. That's why we are saying to our consumer to reach out to their local or state healthcare department.
I've already called around.
Want,
Jose, I've already called around, okay? Listen to this. Nobody seems to know what's going on. I call the FDA. They don't know. They tell me to call the CDC, who tells me to call my local doctor. My local doctor doesn't seem to know anything. So I call you and you don't know anything. So you tell me to call them. What's going on? You're a big corporation that's been paid billions of dollars and nobody knows what's going on. I mean, it's ridiculous. People are taking these vaccines thinking they're approved. And I had the common sense to ask you, are they approved? And you just told me, no, the Comirnaty one is, and that one doesn't appear to be available. So you are running around, you know, making people believe through press releases and stuff that this vaccine is available. Like, not the Comirnaty, the Pfizer one, that's a, you know, that it's approved. People are believing it's approved. What's going on, Jose?
Let me state this, sir, okay?
Okay.
Regarding with our opening, okay, when prepared according to their respective instructions for use, FDA-approved Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA,
yeah,
and the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19
no,
vaccine.
No, choose your words carefully with me, Jose. Choose your words very carefully. Okay, they did not approve, the FDA did not approve the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. That's still under EUA. You won't get that one past me. Maybe they approved Comirnaty, but it's not here in the United States. And people are being required to take these Pfizer vaccines in order to enter facilities, medical facilities. And you can't provide me with a place where they exist.
Because we don't have access for that. If you want, I can transfer you to our Pfizer medical information.
Is that a telephone message, or am I going to speak to a human being?
I will get a live representative
okay.
for you.
Great.
Sir.
I'd appreciate that. Thank you, Jose. You've been wonderful.
Thank you so much for that, sir.
You're welcome.
Okay, and before I transfer you, sir, I need to gather some information.
No, you don't, Jose. Okay. Just transfer me over. I've given you enough information.
I'm sorry?
I've given you information. You've got my name and you've probably got my number. So just pass me on. I'm not giving you any more information.
I see.
Next, no. I'll have Alberto Buola knocking on my door.
I see. We respect your privacy, sir, okay?
Okay, so, thank you. But go ahead and transmit, Jose. You've been amazing.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, sir. Thanks for holding, Mr. Charles.
You're welcome.
I have Mr. Jamie from our Pfizer medical information who can
okay.
further assist you.
Thank you. Said Mr. Jamie.
Continue to be recorded.
Is it Jamie, his first name, or his last name?
Jamie. First name.
Okay, Jamie. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So please note the call will continue to be recorded for
yeah, sure.
quality purposes. I will be disconnecting from the call.
Thank you, Jose.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
And Suzanne.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Hello, Jamie.
Charles.
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. As my colleague said, my name is Jamie.
Yes.
And my understanding is that you have some questions regarding the and the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. How can I help you?
Yeah, there's a lot of confusion in the United States about these vaccines because people are being required to take them and to enter certain venues and medical facilities. And what I wanted to find out, what I asked Jose, he gave me a long-winded explanation, but he kind of clarified it. Which vaccine is actually FDA approved and available in the United States right now?
Do you have a phone number that I can call you back for in the event we get disconnected?
We're good.
I don't know if you want to speak.
I've got your number. I'll call you right back. I've got your number here. Jose was...
it's just like...
Yeah.
The phone number is very low, and I'm not sure if it's because you're on speakerphone.
No, it's fine. I can hear you perfectly. If you need me to talk louder, I will talk louder. Yeah, so what was the answer to that question, Jamie?
Your question is in regards to which vaccine is available.
Which vaccine is FDA approved and currently available in the United States?
health care provider, sir?
No, I'm just an interested party.
Okay, all right, sir. No problem. All right. Is that your only question?
No, I've got a few, but that's my first.
Okay. All right, one moment, please.
Thank you.
Okay, sir, thank you for holding.
No, you're welcome.
So currently the vaccine that has been FDA approved goes under the labeling of Comirnaty.
Yeah.
Or COVID-19 vaccine mRNA.
Yeah.
However, the FDA approved Comirnaty and the two EUA authorized formulations of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for the ages of 12 years of age and older can be used interchangeably without presenting any safety or effectiveness concerns. So, to answer your question, Comirnaty, also known as the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, is the vaccine that's been approved by the FDA for individuals 16 years and older.
Right. And is it available in the United States?
Now, as far as availability, we do not have any information as far as the timing and availability of the community level vaccine for individuals 12 years and older.
Okay, so what you're saying to me in a roundabout way, Jamie, correct me if I'm mistaken here, you are saying that the Pfizer-BioNTech is not FDA approved.
Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine.
Just yes or no. Just yes or no. Is the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine approved for use by the FDA in the United States? Just yes or no.
If you're asking if this is the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID vaccine for an individual group of 16...
No, I didn't ask you. I didn't ask you, Jamie. Respectfully, I didn't ask you that. I just asked you simply...
I understand what you're asking me, sir, but you're asking me a question in regards to where... I'll tell you this. I'll answer this question for you, and I'll let you know that Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine, which is the trade name for the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine, has been approved by the FDA.
They are two distinct products. So how can you approve one and then say the other's approved? They're medical devices, so... So how is one, they're different. How can one get approval and then you say the other one's approved because it's the same? That's not right. That doesn't sit right with me.
Well, the labeling.
Labeling is just a name. It's a name.
I'm sorry?
A label is a label. A label is just a name. What's in the vials is what I'm concerned about. Are they identical to exactly a T, or is there a slight variation in the two?
No, there is no difference, sir. They are interchangeable.
So why would you why would you change the label if you had the Pfizer already under EUA? That's what I want to get to. Why would you then bring another product in called Comirnaty or Comirnaty and get approved on that, and it doesn't seem to be available in the United States? Why wouldn't you just be bold enough to come into the United States with Comirnaty? Why would you mess about with another EUA under Pfizer and then say the Comirnaty is approved and not have it available for people when they're being required to take it?
Well, the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine and Comirnaty are the same vaccine.
They're not.
They are interchangeable. And the reason that you still have an EUA is because you have age groups and different age groups that have not been approved by the FDA. As I mentioned earlier, the vaccine was approved for individuals 16 years and older. Therefore,
the Comirnaty
step, I'll name the vaccine Comirnaty.
Yeah.
So that is the trade name of the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine.
So then, would now, the, would I be correct in saying
the remaining group of the population? As I'm trying to answer your question.
Yeah, go on then.
There are still groups within the population that are still under the emergency use authorization. Therefore, they take, or they have, the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine is still named as such because you have groups that are only authorized, not approved.
But here's the question. You see, all of this stuff is on old labeling. How old are these products that you're injecting people with? Because what I want to get to is some of these vials must be old now. If you've got the Comirnaty, bring it to America, please. Just bring it. Own it. If you made it, own it and bring it and then use it. Why? It's almost like a bait and switch. Why would you have approval for something that's not here in America and then have people forced to take this stuff to go to school and to work when it's not approved and it's under old labeling? How do we know that you haven't put something new in there or changed the ingredients for the Comirnaty so that when it comes forward, you say, look at these ingredients. There's nothing in here that has caused anyone any harm. But we've used the EUA on everybody because we've got approval on the Comirnaty. It doesn't make sense what you're doing. If you make it, own it and bring it to America, show your hand. You know, come here with clean hands and show that the vaccine that you've got approval for is the one that you're willing to risk using. Why debate and switch? It doesn't make sense.
I will make note of your recommendation, sir.
Okay, let's move on.
As I mentioned earlier, the community, we do not know when the community vaccine will be available.
Okay, well, thank you for answering that to me. It's not available in the United States, but yet people are being made to take vaccines as a requirement for work and entry into venues and restaurants and stuff. So we'll leave that one there. What I want to know is the vaccine that is being used on people, which is the Pfizer-BioNTech one, does that prevent the Delta variant? Does it prevent transmission and contraction of the Delta variant and the Omicron? Does it prevent those, or does it only work for the very first virus that appeared back in 2019, 2020?
Documentation on that, okay? Let me put you on a brief hold, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, sir, thank you for holding.
You're welcome.
The vaccine has shown to prevent COVID-19. However, the duration of protection against COVID-19 is currently unknown, and the vaccine may not protect everyone. The CDC has stated that available evidence suggests that currently approved or authorized COVID-19 vaccines are highly effective against hospitalization and death for a variety of strains, including the Beta, Gamma, and Delta.
What about Omicron?
Ongoing monitoring of vaccine is ongoing. And what it has shown is that a third dose of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, although there is ongoing study, they have shown that three doses of the vaccine neutralizes the Omicron variant.
Well, here's a problem I'm having with that statement. It says all of that it's effective and you know, it's safe, and you say that it's effective against these Delta variants and the previous variants that you listed off. And you say that it may be against the Omicron, but what we're seeing now is the highest infection rates we've ever seen. So what's happening with your vaccine? Meaning, why are we seeing higher infection rates now we've got more people vaccinated? What's going on?
Again, sir, the early results show that three doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID vaccine neutralizes the Omicron variant. I do not know what... how many doses individuals who are getting Omicron have taken. I can tell you that the early information shows that three doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine neutralizes the Omicron variant.
And where was that study done?
Contact the CDC, you have to contact the CDC and the FDA to determine why the infection rate is so high. As Pfizer's studies the effectiveness of the vaccine doing clinical trials.
Did you do clinical trials on this for the Omicron?
Again, as I said, there are ongoing laboratory studies
okay.
on the effects of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine against the Omicron variant.
Okay.
These results are available, and if you look in the news section of the www.pfizer.com.
Yeah.
And as I mentioned earlier, the results show that three doses of the vaccine neutralizes the Omicron variant.
It definitely neutralizes it. Three doses. That's an incredible, you know, I think that's incredible because when you get the... Go.
Go ahead, sir.
I was saying, when you get a vaccine, usually like say you get a chickenpox vaccine, you get the chickenpox vaccine and maybe a booster. How come we need to take three doses of the prior versions and then three doses of the new versions? And then it could be, according to Dr. Fauci, for the rest of our lives. Is that really a vaccine? I'm asking you because your company makes this stuff. Profiteering from this.
I understand, sir. However, Pfizer's job is to do the study and make and provide the data to the regulatory agencies based on the studies that I have done. It is up to the regulatory agencies to determine what and who should take the vaccine. Pfizer is the company that produces the vaccine, and then determines or gives that information to the regulatory agencies. The regulatory agencies decide whether or not they want to recommend any particular medication or approve or authorize.
Right. Now, it's interesting you bring up the studies because it leads into my next question. How come when you ship your vaccines to the pharmacies, the information packets in there are all blank? Why is there no double-blind studies or any safety information being shipped with these vaccines that would be required for informed consent? Why do you send blank sheets in the boxes?
When the vaccine, Pfizer does not ship the vaccines to the pharmacy, sir.
Well, whoever does.
Pfizer ships them to the, one moment, sir. I can explain it to you.
Go ahead, Jamie, go on.
Pfizer sends the vaccine to the states. The states, therefore, distributes it to the different facilities, whether it be a pharmacy or a doctor's office. Pfizer sends the vaccine to the United States. The United States then distributes it to the states. The state sends it to the different jurisdictions or towns. And then it is, at that point, distributed. The information in regards to the vaccine is readily online, and their information is there for them.
Yeah,
as far as the vaccine, why it may be blank is because if you the ongoing information changes.
Everything's changing.
We want our health providers to have both current information.
Yeah, but there's no information
provided that they can.
I've seen these things online, and there's people going in there supposedly to get informed consent and their vaccine. And they've been given the vaccine, but no informed consent, which in my opinion, just my opinion, Jamie, is a crime. So why would you send, or if I was Pfizer, I would want to make sure everybody had the facts and information so they could make an informed decision. But it seems I'm seeing videos online of people asking for this information. And when it's presented to them, the sheets, it says intentionally left blank. Now, that would imply to me there's no information in there and you're not providing it to anyone. Why would the states remove that? If you sent it with the packaging...
That is a question that you need to ask the states, sir. Again,
you see where it is
to get the vaccine.
Jamie, no. I'm asking you questions and you keep...
I answer questions.
Yeah, but you keep telling me I need to go and ask other people.
I don't have the answers to, sir.
Yeah, I'm talking to Pfizer.
Answers.
It seems Pfizer doesn't have any answers.
I'll keep Well, I'll give you the answers that we have available, sir.
Yeah, but you're making this stuff.
For the state of any, right? But I cannot answer for the state, sir. So I apologize that you're not getting the answers that you're looking for. But some of these questions that you're asking are strictly for either the CDC or for the state. They regulate the vaccine distribution.
That's incredible.
They regulate their policies as far as informed consent is concerned. Those are rules that are applied state by state. Pfizer has no control of that.
Pfizer has no control, even though you're manufacturing this product that's going into the arms of babies, young kids, and adults and old people. You don't even think it's right that you should be providing information to these
Pfizer's
people.
Pfizer's responsibility is to determine that the information is available and it's been given to the individuals, healthcare providers, the state, or anyone that wants to look at the information. It's available.
How? If you're in the pharmacy, how are you going to get it?
Individuals, we make it available to all individuals. The information is provided to the state. The state provides it to the health, to their health providers, and the health providers, it is upon their responsibility to understand that the vaccine that they're giving to the patient, if the state says to your health, to the healthcare providers, you need to give the information to the patient.
Yeah, they're
that
not.
That is something that is that they should follow.
Jamie, and they're not doing
that.
They're not doing that. They're not doing that. I'm seeing people online saying they're not getting this information.
I understand if they're frustrated about that, but that is something that they have to ask the pharmacist, their doctor, or their city, or the health department, or the CDC. Those are for every state. Every state has their own way of dealing with things, and they have their own rules. And therefore, it is not Pfizer. Pfizer does not dictate or mandate vaccines. Pfizer produces a product.
Did you say Pfizer, Jamie? Did you say Pfizer does not dictate?
That we hope will help to curb the continuing spread of the virus. The effectiveness of the vaccine has been proven.
Since when? Everyone's got Omicron. Jamie, listen to me. I'm asking you the questions. You're just going on and telling me all these facts. Everyone seems to have Omicron, and you're telling me now the vaccine is effective? Are you serious?
Okay. Once again, sir, I already informed you that the vaccine, as far as Omicron is concerned, I already informed you that in the lab test, early, it is still early, as I mentioned, and it's still being studied. But early studies show that the third dose of the Pfizer COVID-19 neutralizes the Omicron variant. There is no additional information that I can provide you, and that is all I have for you. That's the only information that I have to you for you as
okay.
It pertains to the Omicron variant
and
the vaccine.
You say that the vaccine neutralizes Omicron. You say that. That's what you said to me.
Early studies, what I'm saying to you, sir, I want to make sure that you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Early lab studies show that a third dose of the vaccine neutralizes the Omicron variant. The study continues at this moment. So there are studies still being, the lab studies are continuing. So I want to make sure that you understand me clear. And I told you the date that it was released, and I told you the section that you can go to and the Pfizer.com to see the same, so that you can see the same thing that I'm telling you.
Yeah. Well, that's fair enough. That's fair enough you say that. But what if an old lady goes into CVS and she says, I want a vaccine, and she says, I need to see the information packet, and they can't provide it, and they go ahead and vaccinate that old lady, and something happens to that old lady, she never received informed consent, as far as I'm concerned. And you're saying to me now that lies with the state or the CDC or the FDA, not with Pfizer, who made the product. There's no other manufacturer in the world that could manufacture a product, give it to someone, cause them harm, and then you can pass the buck and say that someone else someone else did this. Take it up with them. You should provide.
What I said to you is this: Pfizer provides that information to the states, and the state then passes it on to the healthcare providers. If the healthcare providers, and they are given every, they should have information as to where they can get the information as far as the PI or the product information, where it informs them on the side effects of the vaccine. If the individuals, should I say the healthcare providers, are not doing that, then that is something that has to be taken up within that regulatory agency, within that state, within okay. that health department. So, I mean, everything is dictated by the state. Pfizer has no place, no role in that. It is our responsibility to make sure that information is given and available. And from the standpoint that if I say to you, here is something that I want you to take. This is the information because I'm giving it to you.
Yeah.
I have to be responsible to make sure that you do take it. Now, if as a pharmacist or a doctor or a nurse or whatever the case may be out there, if they do not provide that information, or if the patient requests it and they do not receive it, then it is the patient's right to request that information. And if they don't get it, it is the patient's right to complain about it. However, if it were something that Pfizer does not have access, or there's no record of this information, then at that point you can say, okay, I say, you know what, we don't have any information to say what the side effects are. Then at that point, it is Pfizer's responsibility. But Pfizer has given the information. The information continues to change, and as it continues to change, Pfizer continues to update the information to ensure not that the public and the healthcare workers have the most accurate information. Therefore, they're making an informed decision based on the information that is available. But that, again, it's not like Pfizer is not going to go out and call every, not knowing who gets the vaccine and who doesn't.
Well, all you have to do, Jamie, is put the Jamie, all you have to do is put a small leaflet in each box, and then that would end this argument. I mean, everybody could then read it. Why are you not doing that? I mean, even if
you're assuming that Pfizer is not providing information.
No, why don't you, Jamie, just put a leaflet like every other vaccine that is available? Put a leaflet in the box. Everyone can read it. Simple as that. Argument's finished.
Again, sir.
That's it.
Again, sir. Pfizer sends the vaccine to the United States. The United States sends it to the states. The state sends it to each jurisdiction. Each jurisdiction then distributes the vaccine to individual facilities and doctors. Do you see that tree?
Yeah, but my problem is,
even if Pfizer provides the information, that it is incumbent upon everyone to say this is the information that we need to provide the patient. Every facility
has
their own way of doing it.
How do you get the product?
The data. I'm not sure that you and I are going to get to.
No. I just want to ask you how.
Satisfactory response from me, and I can't give you. I can't speak to you about what everyone.
Because you won't
does.
Let me. You won't let me speak. You're just telling me all these talking points. You're not letting me speak, and it would be over quicker if you let me speak. All I wanted to find out: how are you able to get vaccines or medical devices into the United States without information on them? How are you able to do it in that quantity without information? Surely
you're going back to the same question, sir, and I keep giving you the answer, and you're not getting the answer that you want, and
no.
So you keep asking me the same question.
All right, let's move on.
I've answered the question and said that the vaccine, the finds and provides that information to the government. The government, but I'm not going to go through it again because
Jamie,
you're asking me the same question,
Jamie,
and I keep giving the same answer.
Jamie, I saw a couple of weeks ago Pfizer went to the government and asked them to seal the records for 50 years for their vaccines. Why would you do that? Why would you ask to seal all the information for 50 years?
You have to ask if there's any question in regards to the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, as it pertains to side effects, use of the vaccine, I will be happy to answer your question.
Jamie,
medical information is here to provide you. No, Mr. Sir, Pfizer medical information is here to provide you information regarding the vaccine, its effect, its effectiveness, and if you have any questions in regards to that. If you're asking me regarding legal questions or things I don't have information.
I understand that. Let's leave it. I don't mean to berate you, but I'm just saying I asked simple questions. I understand what you're saying. I just wanted to get to the point. Here's another thing I wanted to know. How come you don't list death on the side effects? Your colleague, Jose, read out all the side effects and did not list death. And I can go on the VAERS reporting system and find deaths directly related to your vaccine product. Why is that not listed as a side effect?
Side effects are reviewed by Pfizer. And if there is a direct correlation to the vaccine causing death, then the Pfizer looks at that information, investigates it, and it provides that information. And as I said to you earlier before, sir, the vaccine product information, side effects, and adverse effects are updated periodically to include side effects. Not all side effects are listed. However, most of the side effects that are there are listed.
Is death.
So whether or not Pfizer eventually decides to add death to the side effects, it is something that is that they're going to review.
So let me get this
all
straight.
All information is obtained and reviewed.
Let me get this straight. We can go back on the VAERS system to 2020 and see deaths immediately starting attributed to Pfizer. In fact, during your studies, apparently people died. Why are you saying now that they're going to include deaths in their good time when they feel that it's right to include it? It should be on there now. People should be aware that when you take this shot, you could potentially die. Why is that not on there?
I have information in regarding the Pfizer medical information, regarding the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. If you have a question regarding that, I would be happy to answer that. But you're asking me questions that are
difficult.
I've already informed you the side effects are reviewed. If you have a direct question to ask,
I have a direct question, Jamie. I'll ask you a direct.
Generalizing question about death and side effects.
Let's get to the point. Let's get to the point. Jamie, relax. Let's get to the point. I'm going to ask you the direct question straight from my mouth to your ears. Have people died from your vaccine? The Pfizer BioNTech vaccine. Have people died from it as a direct result? That's the question. Direct. Nothing else.
I can tell you right now, I don't have any information regarding death as a result of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine.
But it's available on the VAERS system.
Why
haven't you got it?
Again, if it's available in the VAERS, it is not. The VAERS is there for people to report side effects.
Correct.
After taking vaccine. If the vaccine, there may be mitigating issues as to why those individuals may have died. There's really no other comment. I don't have any additional comments, sir. You're asking me questions that
difficult questions.
And I just don't have any additional questions. If it's not related to the prescribing information at this time, I don't have any additional information, sir. That's really all I can say.
Well, it's sad. It's sad to see, you're part of this, Jamie. You're part of this. And next they're coming for the babies. So there will be listen, you need to know this stuff. People should know this stuff. And you're telling me that it's not there and Pfizer are not talking about it, but I can go and see it. I can see the effects of people online that have had this and died. I see all these people posting videos and obituaries, and it seems like it doesn't matter, does it? Really? It doesn't matter as long as we keep selling these medical devices, because they're not doing anything for anybody. So let's move on from that. And let me just ask you one more question and then I'll let you go. Jose mentioned something when he was talking about the procedure to inject people with this medical device. And he was talking about injecting it into the muscle of the arm. Why do you do that?
Again, sir, that is a question. If you're asking me, the choice of where the vaccine should be given, you need to speak to a healthcare provider. That information is, other than the fact that it is given by muscle, that information you need to ask your healthcare provider.
Because I'm led to understand that the reason that you would inject any vaccine into the muscle of the arm is because the vaccine is intended to stay at that injection site. But what I'm reading says otherwise. It says that the actual contents of the vaccine are going everywhere. Spike proteins are being found in organs, in the brain, in the blood. They're found everywhere. So what's going on with this muscle injection that Jose referred to, and the fact that the contents of the vaccine seem to be leaking into the entire body? They're being found in the ovaries.
Again, I refer you to your healthcare provider for additional questions in regards to the vaccine.
Okay, Jose.
And the distribution.
I get you. I wish I could have a company like this where I could just do what I want and do what I want to people, and nobody seems to get any blame, and it all goes. And I just tell everyone, hey, if your mum dies, just go to the CDC and tell them. Don't worry about it. Go to the FDA and tell them. But it's nothing to do with us. We make the stuff. We don't give a shit. So it's disgusting. And you're part of this. You know, there's going to be a day in history where people are going to look back at all the people that were involved in this, and they're going to shake their heads and say, these people are disgusting. Pfizer's, you people are disgusting. What I'm seeing happening to young babies and kids, there's no words for it. And I just wanted to ask these questions because some people don't know what to ask. I have half a clue, so I could ask you some questions, but it doesn't make sense what you're doing. You're giving people a vaccine that doesn't work, and it doesn't work. It don't stop transmission. It don't stop you from catching it. It don't seem to stop anything, but we're seeing an explosion of cases now. Less deaths, I admit, but an explosion of cases, and people are dying and people are injured, and none of this seems to matter. No informed consent, in violation of the Nuremberg Code and all other laws pertaining to that. And you guys are just running around making money off the backs of people. It's just sick. Anyway, I thank you for your time.
All right,
I really do. Okay. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling.
You take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.